As momentum has gathered to overturn the controversial Supreme Court rulings in the Citizens United and McCutcheon cases that opened the floodgates of unlimited and unaccountable money in U.S. election campaigns, activists across the country have been working hard to raise the issue at both the state and federal levels. On September 8th, the U.S. Senate voted 79-18 to allow debate and a vote on the proposed Democracy for All constitutional amendment that would overturn much of the campaign finance precedents set forth by the conservative majority in the High Court's recent rulings. The amendment, sponsored by Senator Tom Udall, Democrat of New Mexico, would authorize Congress and the states to regulate and limit fundraising and spending on federal candidates, and would also prevent the Supreme Court from reversing future campaign finance regulations passed by Congress. Although Senate Democrats temporarily overcame a possible Republican filibuster, the amendment will likely be defeated because a two-thirds vote is required in both the Senate and the House, followed by two-thirds of the 50 states ratifying the measure in order to become part of the U.S. Constitution. Senator Udall, lead sponsor of the bill, said before the vote, quote, "We are here to say as strongly and forcefully as we can, corporations are not people, and we're here to take back our democracy from billionaires." Republicans counter by asserting that campaign spending is a form of free speech. Your reporter spoke with Jonah Minkoff-Zern, director of Public Citizens Democracy is for People campaign, the group which turned in 3 million petition signatures supporting the Democracy for All amendment. Here he talks about the significance of the Senate vote in what many believe will be a long, hard battle to victory.
I mean, it's an exciting moment, the Democracy for All amendment. We're going to get a vote in the Senate. We overcame the Republican filibuster with a 79-19 vote. You know, what this means is that our voices, you know, so many of your listeners, I'm sure, and so many people across the country have been working for the last 4, almost 5 years in Citizens United, and many of us for long before that, to overturn the idea that money is speech, that government can't regulate election spending, and the idea of corporate personhood, that that corporations have the same rights as individuals. So the Democracy for All amendment, it gets close to addressing both those things. It doesn't go far enough in addressing corporate personhood, but what it says is that government has a right to regulate campaign contributions, whether it's from an individual, whether it's from a corporation, whether it's from any entity, that government can place reasonable limitations on campaign contributions. The second thing it does is it says that government can place different regulations on individuals and corporations. So it can, up to completely eliminating the ability of corporations to contribute. So in essence, it addresses corporate personhood in election spending. But it, as many people want, it doesn't go further to say corporations don't have the same rights as individuals in any area. Like, for example, placing a tobacco industry placing a billboard outside an elementary school and saying that's protected speech right, it wouldn't prevent a corporation from saying it has the same rights as individuals in that area. But it's an exciting moment that we have 50 senators who have already expressed their support, 49 of them as sponsors for this vote, and the remaining 5 Democrats have all committed to voting yes on the amendment. So we're in a place where we have 55 senators in support, which is a long way from a few years ago where we had 2 or 3 senators in support of an amendment, and it's because of the massive movement that's taking place.
What is necessary to pass a constitutional amendment here in the U.S.? What is the process, if you could lay it out for us, beyond the Senate vote that I believe they have to attain a two-thirds majority?
That's right. Well, there needs to be a two-thirds majority. There also needs to be 3/4 of the states to ratify it after it passes through both houses of Congress with a two-thirds majority. So we're not going to get that this time, or we don't believe we are. We're pushing hard, and everyone around the country is pushing hard to round up 12 more votes for this time, but we don't believe that's going to happen, and we don't think it's going to hear the light of day in the House this year. But we're working to get to that point. Every generation has had its constitutional amendment, and we see this as our generations.
As you look at the process, it's a fairly high bar to be successful in getting a constitutional amendment. Are you optimistic that you'll be successful in the coming years, or is this going to take a decade or more, do you think?
You know, I think it's hard to say. We look back in history, and it took 60 years to overturn Plessy v. Ferguson, another heinous Supreme Court ruling that said that separate is equal. And that was through another Supreme Court ruling in Brown v. Board. You know, I don't know how long this is going to take us. I do know that it's going to happen because people across the political spectrum are really passionate about this. And when people are polled at about 70 to 75 to 80%, depending on how and what's asked of them, they support this. They support getting big money out of politics, and they specifically support a constitutional amendment to do so. And it really is across the political spectrum. And for example, the states of Colorado and Montana voted for a constitutional amendment on their ballot by a really wide margin, by 75% each in 2012. So I think this is something that's happening. I think more and more people see that there's a price that we pay when our elections are bought, when we don't have a real say in our democracy and our political process. And more people are realizing that this is necessary, and they're willing to do something about it. At the root of our nation, what our founders fought and died for was to create a democracy against a ruling elite. And the idea that our founders in creating the First Amendment would want that to mean that it could be bought and sold, that the ruling elite could control our elections is preposterous. It's just a necessary step right now for us to have that limitation, and it's something across the political spectrum people can see.
That was Jonah Minkoff-Zern, Director of Public Citizens' Democracy is for People campaign. Find more information on groups working to overturn the Supreme Court's Citizens United ruling by visiting our Between the Lines website at btlonline.org.